Megan, I have been using our sponsor Element, that's L-M-N-T, to boost my hydration for over a month now, and I'm really loving it. I'm just not very good at drinking plain water, and I love the taste when I pop one of these little packets, I like orange or grapefruit, into a big bottle of water. It's kind of fruity and salty, and it just helps me hydrate better overall.
Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research that shows the best health outcomes occur with higher sodium levels. Each little pack delivers a significant dose of electrolytes, but minus sugar, artificial colors, and other iffy ingredients. Element's flavors are so unique, like fruity watermelon salt and spicy sweet mango chili. And we're going to set our listeners up with a variety pack so you can find your favorite.
Right. You can receive a free Element sample pack containing 8 flavors with any drink mix purchase when you purchase through our custom link, drinkelement.com/momhour. That's DRINKELMNT/momhour. This offer is available exclusively through our partnership and is available for both new and returning customers. And if you're an Element insider, you'll have first access to Element Sparkling, a bold can of sparkling electrolyte water. Again, it's drinklmnt.com/momhour.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, and I'm here today with Katie Addis. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Sarah.
So if you are listening to this the day it drops into your feed, it is the Monday after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, also known as Cyber Monday. It is also not the day we normally drop episodes. So what we decided to do was drop 3 kind of shorter mini episodes in your feed today, and they are all gift guide episodes. So you should see them all actually now. Katie and I are going to talk for the next half hour or so about holiday gift ideas for babies through preschoolers up to about age 5. And then you can keep right on listening because you should see 2 additional episodes with Megan and me talking about gifts for older kids and then gifts for teens and other adults in your life. So this is going to be really fun. I warned Katie that we're going to move fast because we've got a lot to get through. We're going to cut the chit chat.
It's going to be so fun, though. Gifts are totally my love language, receiving and giving.
Nice.
So not many people have the stamina to talk toys for a sustained amount of time.
But Katie's ready for it.
I'm ready.
She's ready. So this is going to be fun. And then check out the other 2 episodes in your feed for other gift guide ideas. And of course, we're going to be going quickly through a bunch of different ideas, and there will be lots of products mentioned that we have loved and used, and you can find all those linked at the show notes at themomhour.com. So we don't expect you to remember it all. One thing I find, Katie, is that sometimes just hearing people brainstorm about gifts even gives me other ideas.
Oh, so totally.
Even if you don't get like that perfect gift idea for your kids or your nieces and nephews by listening to us, it might jog something else. And I'm terrible. I always forget the good gifts. And then you hear somebody mention it and you're like, oh yeah, that was a great gift. So
yes.
That's kind of our goal for today. So
not only inspiration, but motivation too.
Are you
perusing the aisles of Toys R Us right now or shopping on Amazon?
You know you're doing your Cyber Monday shopping right now. Megan, the end of the school year and kickoff to summer is a busy time of the year for families, but we can all eat stress-free and hit our wellness goals with ready-to-eat meals from our sponsor, Factor.
Factor's delicious meals are never frozen and can be ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can pick from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular choices like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Plus, they have more than 60 add-ons like breakfast, lunch, snacks, and beverages to keep you fueled all day long.
So our team was comparing notes recently on our favorite Factor meals, and Katie loved the herb-crusted chicken with mashed cauliflower and toasted almond green beans. I loved that one too. And get this, so did her little boy, Charlie. She heated it up for lunch one day, and Charlie, who's 3, ate almost all of the green beans. I mean, that's quite an endorsement, right?
I was going to say, what a parenting win. And I get it, Charlie. Those green beans are crazy good. And if you really want to treat yourself, they even have meals with filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Listeners, head to factormeals.com/momhour50 and use code MOMHOUR50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code MOMHOUR50 at factormeals.com/MOMHOUR50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, Megan, like many of our listeners, I'm sure, I've been doing some spring cleaning in my closet lately, and it always feels so good to get rid of clothes I'm not wearing, things that don't fit or that aren't my style anymore. But you know what I realized? All of my Vionic shoes are always in the keep pile. They just tick all the boxes. They're cute, comfy, high quality. They last forever. And I love growing my Vionic collection, especially with the latest styles from their Vionic Vitals collection.
The Vionic Vitals collection offers daily wear styles designed for elegance, comfort, and versatility. We both love the Uptown Loafer, which collapses flat, so it's perfect for travel. The Chardonnay Heeled Sandal, which I know you love, Sarah. The Walk 23 Classic Sneaker, which our team member Katie gets compliments on all the time. And the Willa Slip-On Flat, one of my favorites, which comes in 12 colors for any outfit.
Yeah, I need to get the Willa Slip-On Flat. That's next on my list. Well, listeners, if you're ready to try the shoes we're always raving about, use code THEMOMHOUR15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. That's one-time use only. Vionic Shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. Okay, you ready to talk about gifts?
I'm so ready.
Okay. I also wanted to mention really quickly that when you guys visit the show notes and see all these wonderful links that we've prepared for you, a lot of those links, especially the Amazon ones, are affiliate links. And I've explained this before on the show, but if you click one of those links and make a purchase, you really are actually supporting the Mom Hour. We get a very small commission off of those links. We're not recommending these products in order to get the affiliate because these are everything we're going to talk about today, Katie, is stuff we've used with our own kids.
Completely.
But I did just want to let you know because it is a really nice way to support the Mom Hour. And so visiting the show notes and clicking through those links, any purchase that you make helps us a little bit. And so we really appreciate that. And there's several products in here that won't be affiliate links just because we're just talking about the stuff we really love. Okay, so we're going to take turns. Katie, why don't you go first? Katie's more organized and she's going to go, I think, by age, and mine are all over the place. But everything we're talking about today is 0 to 5, basically.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and start with my first category, which is newborn / infant. And we kind of know moms, you know, 0 to 3 months, the best gift we can give them are cuddles and milk, pretty yeah. much. But we get excited about toys. And totally. So we start looking. So I would say that my first pick is the Baby Einstein Take Along Tunes musical toy. So this truly is, I mean, this spans from fresh out the womb. Two, I would say Annalie will still pick this toy up sometimes and dance with it. So it's just a little music player that has a very easily grasp handle.
Right.
And I just love the portability of it and the durability of it. Nice. It has been thrown, kicked, shoved, and it's great.
Awesome. Great, great tip. Okay, so my first suggestion really spans, I think, the whole age range we're talking about. And that is, I want to talk quickly about high quality wooden blocks. It sounds maybe not very exciting, but I love the open-ended play that happens with wooden blocks. And you guys can picture what I'm talking about, specifically the ones that have like different shape. Well, I'm actually going to talk about two different kinds, but right now I'm talking about the ones where there's like rectangle, square. There might be some like angled triangular ones and you can sort of fit them together. Ours are a kind of a light colored wood. Ours also came with, so ours are by Plan Toys. And I will, again, everything will be linked in the show notes. We were gifted a 50 unit set that actually came with a shelving unit where everything can be put away, which is really cool. But what I want to tell you, if you have babies right now, what I want to tell you is your kids will continue to use blocks like these in different ways, and they interact with other toys. Like they will drive their little matchbox cars along them. They'll use them to build a house for their calico critters. Like I love the way blocks sort of just translate into other toys and other imaginative play. And I do think sometimes when you give blocks, kids are like, great, I'm going to make a tower. Like how, you know, like, but I promise they last the distance. And I have just found that higher quality wooden blocks will get more play. So ours are, they're a little bigger and a little heavier, just slightly, than the cheaper models. So those are the ones I'm going to link to for you guys. And again, ours are Plan Toys. The other wooden blocks I love, and the same tip are, you know, the alphabet ones, Katie, where it's yes. like a letter and they're really pretty. Like
those are the ones we have.
Yeah. So again, there's the one I picked out that I will link to is slightly pricier than Melissa and Doug. And this is not knocking Melissa and Doug because I love their toys. But there's mm-hmm. a few cases in which theirs are smaller and lighter. And the just slightly more substantial ones, they hold up better in towers and they're beautiful. So gifting those ABC blocks, especially for a brand new baby, brand new parents, or just the sort of multi-use wooden blocks. I guess my tip with blocks is go high quality, especially if you're planning on having multiple kids, they will get played with. So
go high quality and be enthusiastic, apparently, because I was guilty of that too. Okay, so my next toy is another musical toy. And I remember distinctly talking with my mommy and me friends that I had just met as a new mom. And we were having a little toy conversation, and one of the moms said, oh, have you guys heard about that Kick piano player? And I had not heard of it, but it is a kick and play piano mat. I promptly researched it, and I ended up getting this same piano mat for Luke, and I found it actually at a garage sale.
Oh, nice. So the baby lies on the mat and kicks, and it makes sound? Is that what I'm
exactly.
picturing?
Exactly. The baby kicks, and, you know, I mean, that's one of the first kind of physical developmental yeah. things that babies do. And so for them to have that cause and effect when they kick the piano, it right. obviously plays a key, but it's big. And if you're looking for a playmat, which I feel like most babies have a playmat, that is definitely a great option. It's stimulating and fun to look at, and also comes in gender neutral colors.
Yes. A+ for that. Katie and I both have a girl and then a boy. So it's like, if you get everything pink, like, I don't know. You got to deal with that shortly thereafter.
I know.
Okay. So this is a fun one. And I actually just found out about this company from my sister, who you guys know just had her first baby. But did you know there is a Haribo subscription club for little girls? Is this on your radar?
I did not know.
Okay. So this company is called Little Poppy Co. And my sister turned me on to them. But this would totally be a gift for like a mom of a brand new baby girl, where the baby completely. Wasn't going to care what they got, but the mom would love it so much. So it's like $11 a month, and they send you 3 Haribos, and it can be like the newborn kind where it's just a very like thin nylon strap if they don't have hair.
The nylon is great.
Or the alligator clips if they have hair.
Right.
So you get to choose. And then, of course, because it's throughout the year, there's seasonal ones, like, and they're super cute bows. Like, I have bow envy a little bit because I feel like bows got so much cuter after I didn't have babies anymore. Like, Violet was, like, right on the cusp, but they used to be, like, big and brighter and all of these kind of, like, natural look. I just love the bows right now.
Yes.
So I would totally gift this to someone who just had a baby girl. And again, we're talking about babies who don't care about their gifts so much, but how fun would that be to get 3 bows a month in
so
the mail, right? You
fun.
Want it.
Well, I want it. Yeah. And you've got a little niece.
I know, so. I do. So my sister told me about this. And yeah, so it's Little Poppy Co. is the name. And maybe the new moms out there all know this already, but I thought it was pretty fun. And the bows are super, super cute. And so I will, again, link that up. And it's just their subscription club from Little Poppy Co.
Awesome. Okay, next I'm moving on from music and I'm going to books. So these books, again, totally span the age range, starting from newborn to, I would say, late toddler.
Okay.
Preschool age. So I'm going to start with my favorite baby book series. It's called Baby Lit.
Uh-huh.
And it's a whole collection. Have you heard of Baby Lit?
Yes, okay. I have heard of them.
So it's a whole book collection that has classic book titles in board book baby form. Mm-hmm. So I was reading one review and it was so funny because the person actually gave it a low review because they were like, what is this classic book? The story isn't told of the actual classic. Well, the person had to understand that they are primer books, which means the characters of the book are introduced, and maybe at a very high level, the sequence of right. events or the kind of high level themes or whatever, iconic images, stuff right. like that. But they're primers. So, for example, one book like Alice in Wonderland will be a colors primer. So it'll introduce your baby or toddler to colors.
Okay.
I actually didn't know when I first caught on to this series that it was a primer. So okay. I too was confused. Yeah. I was like, why is the last page yellow teapot?
Oh.
I'm like, I know Lewis Carroll was a little wacky. Is this just an illustration of that? I couldn't quite understand why Queen of Hearts was not the last page. But then I found out, oh, it's because it's colors. So a few of my favorite titles are Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is so fun. It's like a nature and outdoor primer. Fun. So cute. And then I happened to be scrolling through Amazon today and I saw that there's the Nutcracker, nice. Which has, they all have such beautiful, whimsical illustrations, and any book that has beautiful illustrations, I'm such a sucker for.
Me too.
And then this other great one is called Pet's Tales. This is more, doesn't so much span the ages, but Pet's Tales. It's one of those crinkle sound books.
Oh, yes. The crinkle books are so good for babies.
Okay. And I never understood that as a new mom before I actually had my baby. I was like, this is the most obnoxious sound. Like, I'm putting those in a box and never opening
them. Yeah, they love them, though.
And then, they love them. So what's so fun about not only does it crinkle, but it goes through different animals, like a horse, and it has different texture for the tails. Right. So the horse will be like fringe, and then there's like a fish tail, and it's shiny and kind of silky. Mm-hmm. So that's a really, really fun one. And then just, I mean, the whole black and white book thing for infants, because high contrast, black, white is how babies first visually develop. And we had flashcards for Anna Lee. And I just wish that I had known that there were actual black and white and red books that were actually bound. I just felt like I was flashcarding my infant and it felt wrong.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, we went through the flashcards once. Like, what do we do now? It wasn't a story.
I those black and white books are really cool. Again, I don't feel like there were as many of them a few years ago. Okay, so my next thing is actually a tip about books. And so I'll just piggyback on, I wasn't going to list specific titles, but here is a tip. There are board books, board book versions of what I would consider more preschool aged books. And I would continue to buy board books as long as you can, but you don't have to buy the baby board book. So you just talked about some like very simple baby, early toddler. I'm talking about books that have a story element. So like we have that classic Little Engine That Could, or the Little Blue Engine, that are longer. They have a story. They have several pages, but you can still buy the board book version. And the reason it's so great is often right as your preschooler is getting into these types of stories, there might be a younger sibling who comes along to rip up books.
Yes.
And I had a couple of book rippers in my family. And what I think happens sometimes is mom puts the really nice books away because she doesn't want them to get ripped up. Mm-hmm. So look for board book versions of books that are not for babies. Does that make sense?
Yes. And they're a little bit abridged.
Sometimes they're abridged. It probably depends on which story they're telling. Okay. There's Dr. Seuss board books. Like, yeah, and some of them might be slightly abridged, but we are still reading board books in my family, and it's because they're really, they are preschool level books. They're just issued in board book format, and they just hold up great, especially with more babies that come along and rip up books.
Yep.
So that's just a tip.
And slightly abridged sometimes is the preferred.
Right. When you're, there's nothing wrong with abridging.
Ready to get to bed. Okay. Yeah. So I'm moving into the next sort of age range, which is older baby, early toddler. So any time from when your baby is starting to be mobile. So crawling, cruising, walking, that can be as early as 6 months, maybe even earlier in some cases, for crawling at least. So I would recommend some type of activity center. I'm going to list three options, but they all kind of have overlapping concepts. So I'm sure you guys have heard of the activity tables, which have different sensory and manipulative options on every side of the four.
Yeah. We had one.
Every one of the four sides. And that's just great. That has like a little piano, things you can push, things you can pull.
Ours and had then one where the legs came off and so you could set it on the ground for like tummy time babies.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was a table, but if you snapped the legs off, it was Fisher Price. I just hijacked your tip.
Oh,
but
no,
I can link to that one
totally
too.
Link that one.
Because if you took the legs off and set it on the ground, then like a tummy time or army crawling kind of 6 month old can bop around on it if they can't pull up and stand.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So, then they have a similar concept with the walker. So this one actually is a sit-to-stand walker. Mm-hmm. So they do, actually, the tablet is removable. It's basically a V-shaped. It's almost like they're pushing a little trolley.
Yeah.
Kind of an easel
trolley. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Type of thing. And there's a manipulative tablet full of the same type of activities, a little piano, things to push and pull, yeah, shapes to match.
Yeah.
That's also removable. We'll talk about pushing items later. This actually isn't my favorite pushing thing, but it is great for developing walkers. And then lastly, an activity cube, which if you're into the wooden toy.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those. Yeah.
The activity cubes, which have the wooden blocks that you turn, mm-hmm, with different themes. There can be animals or letters and objects. And on top, it has that sort of abacus bead, yes, roller the bead coaster, maze. The bead maze.
Megan and I had once had a like long conversation about what you call those things in, yeah, another gift guide episode. It's like, you know, the ball that rolls right along, the wire thingy that goes in, yeah, circles. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, with specifically the wooden activity cube, the price range is so huge. I mean, you can get kind of a low level $30 one that does the same job as a $250 one. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even believe that, yeah, they came in that expensive. But I don't know. Maybe the $250 one is just durable, out of this world or something. But we were good with,
yeah,
ours.
Okay, good to know. All right, that's a great tip. So my next one departs a little bit from some of this, and that is to gift a zoo membership or children's museum membership or membership to one of those like indoor play places. If you live somewhere wintry, or like I lived in Arizona, there's lots of like indoor bouncy house or play area. They all, mm-hmm, have either punch cards or memberships. And again, when we're talking about little ones who maybe only need a couple things to open, but the parents really appreciate things like this. So
totally,
that is an amazing gift for new parents of babies or parents of a couple of little kids. And we benefited from gifts like that over time. And if you are the parent, something you could put on your wish list. So, and I find that zoos and children's museums, both of which tend to be nonprofit and they're set up very well for gifting memberships. Like it's really easy. You can go online, get a gift membership, have it emailed, or have something nice printed. So, mm-hmm, it's pretty easy. The indoor play place, that would be probably, you'd more be purchasing like a 15 punch card or something, but right, still, I think that's a great gift idea.
And you can be incentivized with it being more economical. Like it's cheaper to do a membership, right, than a single day entrance.
It totally is. Yeah. And it's something that you and your kids will use all year long. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so my next one is the something to push, just generically something to push. Anything from one of those ball popper pushers.
Oh, yeah, like the lawnmower type.
Yeah. Yeah, like the lawnmower type. But I'm going to recommend specifically something that kids can fill, because that's where it's, yeah, really going to take your child into older age ranges, mm-hmm, and still be so fun. I literally bought a shopping cart at another garage sale for Anna Lee before she was even born. And Kyle looked at me like, great, another thing to put, yeah, in our garage with the 5 million other, yeah, baby gadgets. And we don't even have a newborn, much, right, less a walker. But I was like, no, I promise. Yeah. This is just one of my motherhood dreams, yeah, fulfilled, a shopping cart. So, I mean, the moment that she could walk, actually, yeah, before she could, yeah, even walk, when she was cruising,
yeah,
she was pushing this shopping cart around, filling it, unfilling, yep, it, packing it, unpacking, yep, it. Luke does the same, yep, thing. They just run around making circles,
yep,
at the bottom of our house. So I would highly recommend a shopping cart or a stroller. We have a little baby stroller outside for outside use,
yeah,
and then the shopping cart is for inside, yeah, use. Yep. So something to push.
I agree. We never had a shopping cart. We had lawnmowers, really? Baby strollers, a little push, like mini wagon, not a big wagon. And for some reason, we never had a shopping cart, but I agree. That's a great one.
Did also, they fill the stroller with things other than babies?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And we did have this wagon. Yes. And also, sometimes those are looked at as like walking aids, or, you know, some of them are like, but the kids will use them long after they're done,
oh,
like
completely.
Learning to walk. Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
Okay. So I have my next two are both kind of cheap stocking stuffer type things, and I'll just do one now. So this would be more of, I would say, a preschool toy, and it's another thing for which I don't really have a name. But there is a name, because if you search Amazon for LED spin wand, you will find for like $6 to $12, like it looks like it has one button,
yep,
and it has a little tiny globe on the end with lights inside, and okay, if you push the button, the lights inside will spin. It's fun, mm-hmm, to do in the dark, but they are battery operated, although ours just usually wear out by the time we would ever change a battery. And no joke, all you're doing is pushing one button and watching these lights spin around. But for some reason, I mean, my kids at their ages now would still play with one of these.
And it's a globe.
It's like a tiny little ball, like a tiny little clear, transparent ball. And then inside are a bunch of, I guess they're LED lights. I learned that by trying to find on Amazon what this thing was called. But usually you'd see them in like the cheapo bins at like maybe in a Target dollar section, almost like a party favor style.
Yes.
But they are, I will say they're a little more substantial and a little nicer than true plastic crap. You know how I feel about like goodie bag crap. This is like a step up. They're like maybe $8, but for some reason, and I'm going to say like as soon as they could push the button, so probably age 3, because it might require a little bit of coordination to actually push the button, but there's only one button. It can't really break.
Yeah.
It might, the light bulbs might wear out or if you smashed it, but it can't really break. There's no batteries to replace. It does not make noise.
Oh, I mean, that is
a plus. It makes like a little buzz, like a little whirr. Like, you know, a handheld fan? It would be like the same type of thing as a handheld fan, but instead of a fan, it's this little spinning light up thing. And I swear kids love it. And so like great stocking stuffer, works for, I'm going to say ages 3 through adult.
Nice.
And so I will link to a couple, but a whole bunch came up under, and I saw some cute Christmas themed ones too.
Okay.
So just search LED spin wand is the closest I came to an actual label for this
device. I love that.
I also always bring these to siblings of brand new babies. It's like
a great idea.
Like, here's a random toy for you. It won't annoy your parents. It cost me $6 and it'll keep you busy for like, and you play with it in the car. Like,
yeah. And it doesn't make a mess either.
No mess.
No noise, no mess.
Yeah.
Endless hours of play. I love it.
There you go.
Okay. My next one is another sort of movement-oriented gift, and that is something to ride. So when Annalie turned 1, we were gifted a Grow With You bike, and actually I think the formal name is Stroll to Trike. It was made by Radio Flyer, and it's one of those awesome, well, like the title, Grow With You bike. So when you are not necessarily walking, yet you can be pushed in it.
Right.
So there's an adjustable push handle for
the
parents.
Yeah.
And then once the child has enough coordination, and that literally lasts for probably about 18 months until the child can actually pedal themselves.
Yeah, it takes a while.
So, then once they can pedal themselves, that adjustable handle push thing is just removable. You take that out and then it becomes a tricycle. So we love that one. I mean, we take it to the park. Annalie now knows how to pedal it herself. And she likes pushing Luke in it. She likes pushing babies in it. I mean, another obsession with just pushing things and watching them go.
Nice. So I'm going to piggyback on... No, I'm going to do my other stocking stuffer first. I lied. So my other cheap stocking stuffer in... And these are relatively recent, but have you seen these Water Wow things?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
So Water Wow, it's like a little activity, picture like a very small coloring book. But instead of using any crayons, it has a little wand that you fill with a little bit of water and it comes out through a brush. So, but there's no water that gets spilled because it comes out really slowly.
Okay, I've heard of this concept.
The kids are quote unquote painting each page in this cardboard flip book, basically. And as they paint, colors are revealed.
Yes.
So they are not using color.
Yes.
They are not using water. They are using this little brush thing. And the colors reveal themselves as they paint.
So it's magical.
But then it dries and you can start all over again. You use it
over
and over and over again.
That is magical.
So each one only has maybe 8 pages. But in a few minutes, the color goes away and they can do it all over again. It's another one that, no joke, ages 18 months. If you're old enough to hold any kind of an implement, 18 months through, my big kids would still do these. They will wear out over time. Like, you know, if painting the pages over and over again. And if you spill water or it gets too wet, then they don't work as well. But no joke, for car trips, airplane trips.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say for travel, they're great.
Yeah. And I think Melissa and Doug, if they don't have a monopoly on them, they have the widest variety. So the brand name is Water Wow, but they are put out by Melissa and Doug.
Okay.
You can see them in bookstores. They're on Amazon. And Amazon has a lot of 3-packs of them.
Okay.
So it'll be like zoo animals, sea animals, blah, blah, blah. But seriously, I only started seeing them like a year and a half ago, and they're amazing.
I love that they're tiny, too.
Yes, they're like, I'm holding, they're maybe like 5 inches by 8 inches.
Okay.
Like smaller than a coloring book.
Yeah. Okay.
And a little thicker because the pages are like cardboard. So
awesome. Yeah. I'm going to have to look into those for sure. Okay. So I'm going to move on to another new
well, not a new age category, but another new sort of category of toy. And that is their size, little kid size, little toddler size furniture.
Yeah, good one.
So we actually inherited from my cousin this adorable colonial style kid rocker.
Oh, that is cute.
So it has little white spindles and it is just the most adorable little rocker ever. And the moment that Annalie could start climbing up into chairs, just the level of ownership, you could just feel the level of ownership that she or any little person was taking when they understood that that is a chair specifically for me and my size people. And she immediately started bringing books to it and climbing up in it. Luke has other ideas of what to use this chair for. He likes the rocking mechanism. So he...
Stand-up rocker.
Exactly. So for Luke variety of people, I would recommend a different, more stable type of chair. I would recommend the anywhere chairs that you see at Pottery Barn. So it's kind of like those armchairs that are the foam.
That's what we have, one of those.
Okay. And I have been eyeing those since Annalie was a baby. I have not taken the plunge yet because we have, like, you know, that little colonial chair, and she has this other little wooden throne is what I call it, chair, up in her bedroom. Target has an almost identical version of the Pottery Barn chair. It's cheaper. It's called the Luna Lounger chair.
Okay.
And that is adorable. And I just love that you can monogram and customize for the children. They're just so cute.
Can I tell you a sad story? I got rid of my older two kids' personalized chairs recently because they are too big to sit in them. Oh. Theirs were not the Pottery Barn ones. They were a little bit smaller, but they had these little ottomans. So they were like rockers with ottomans. Or like, you know, upholstered rockers with ottomans.
Yes.
And I had to get the okay of the kids because I knew they would notice. They were in the garage. We used to sometimes drag them out for like a movie night in the garage or something, but like their little bottoms barely even fit in them anymore. And they were kind of gross looking. So I paid them each $5. I was like, I don't always pay you to give away your stuff, but I think we all need to acknowledge it's time to move on.
Yes.
And I will pay you $5 if you're willing to let me goodwill these chairs. Violet still has hers. But yeah, I totally agree. Kid size furniture. And you can do the higher end stuff or the cheaper stuff. It will all get used. And it'll get used so many ways. We still have most of our kid size furniture still in operation. I did get rid of those two, but our small table and chairs. They will use it.
I know. Space is an issue. It's like, where do you put these mini size furniture items that are blocking up my real size furniture?
I know. We're sitting in my son's room right now. And actually, there's a little drawing table that is now his nightstand. But this little table has a chair that goes with it, which we still have, I think, in the garage. And it was like a little desk. A little kid-sized desk is now a big kid nightstand.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about a scooter real quick. I know you just talked about something to ride.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of that. And this is a brand, actually, Megan and I have talked about before. And the brand is Micro Kickboard. They make amazing quality scooters. They are more expensive. And this is one where I will just say it's been worth it for me. But they have, the one I'm going to talk about is called the Micro Mini 3-in-1. And similar to your trike, it transitions from, I would say, age 1 to like 5 because you swap out the handle that you hold onto.
Okay.
And it's a 3-wheel scooter, so they don't have to be able to balance like the Razor scooter. Okay. But these scooters move so naturally that literally like an 18-month-old can ride the scooter. And for, they actually, there's a little seat that detaches. We didn't use this seat so much because my 18-month-old wanted to go right to the big kid phase. But there are actually 3 ways to use it. They can sit and sort of like push themselves.
Yeah.
And then the first handle is shorter and it has a circular handle. So they're kind of holding on almost like a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longer handle is both as they grow and it's the shape of the handle is different. So it's $119, which is more than some scooters, but it could literally last your kid from ages 1 to 5 and then get passed down because these are amazing scooters.
That's awesome. So did you get it with Allegra and then pass
it down? No, because this didn't come on my radar till Violet, but she got it when she was 1.
Oh,
and she used it. And then we actually ended up getting another Micro Kickboard scooter that is a bigger size. But you could, it would take you from, I think, ages 1 to 4 or 5.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of recommended ages, Sarah, what's your philosophy on recommended ages of toys? Because as we learn with each next kid, it's like the age range becomes sooner and earlier.
Right.
And you understand that, wow, kids can still use those things, maybe for not the intended purpose.
Right. Well, and not only that, but there's all the legal reasons why, like, have you noticed that, like, nothing is recommended for age under 3?
Like, pretty much.
There's, like, infant approved infant toys. Right. And then everything else is three and up.
Yes.
Because toddlers are a hot mess and they will find a way to be dangerous with everything.
Right.
But yeah, I think I guess I still look at that recommendation, but like
I always
think,
size up.
Yes. And I think, yeah, exactly. And when you're putting things like, let's say the grandparents want to know what to get your kids and you're listening to this podcast and you're going to send them a list or whatever. You have to be thinking 6 to 12 months down the line because your kids change and grow so fast.
Yes.
So yeah, absolutely. And there have been times where we've received games, especially board games, I do feel like is one where if you go too far ahead, you might have to wait a year and not get as much enjoyment out of that. But yeah, I think always be looking ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm moving on to my next age category, which is full-fledged toddler slash preschool age. So I'm going to go ahead and start with books in this category. So one of the sort of enduring titles that Annalie has liked since she was able to pick out books herself, and I think it's because of the beautiful illustrations, is Fancy Nancy.
I love Fancy Nancy.
And I have to say that I'm the one who obviously made sure that her library was stocked with a couple Fancy Nancy titles, because even before I had children, when I first started teaching, I was in early childhood education for a little while, and I just saw Fancy Nancy. I discovered it early, and I was just so smitten. I was like, oh, I cannot wait to have children to read these to.
Yeah, they're great.
And from a narrative perspective, if you're familiar with Pinkalicious, both Sarah and I agree that we like Fancy Nancy narratives and the stories and just how the characters...
Yeah, and the writing.
Yeah. Oh, the writing, yeah. And how Nancy interacts. And the whole sort of concept of fancifying everything comes out in her language.
Right, yeah. So the vocab is really great.
So great. And it's just, so great.
Yeah.
So Fancy Nancy. And then my next series that I'll talk about is a series that recently came into my radar probably last spring. So it's called Little People, Big Dreams series. Okay. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So... this series pulls out famous historical female figures. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any male figures, but I'm drawn to it even more because they're female figures. So the first title that I bought was Coco Chanel, just because it was so pretty and pink and black. And the illustrations, again, amazing. But I just recently picked up Amelia Earhart from the library, and other figures, if you're interested, are Frida Kahlo, Marie Curie, Rosa Parks.
Nice.
Rosa Parks, I just happened to be flipping through it at Barnes & Noble, and I would say that would be more Violet's reading level, because it was just longer on each page.
Okay.
Coco Chanel, I feel like, is a good level where Annalie is. She's almost three, so just as a little benchmark.
Nice.
Yep, so two favorite toddler series.
Okay, nice. All right. So my next one is first board game. So if you have a kid who's three or already three, about to be three or three turning four, I think gifting a early board game can be fun. Megan and I did a whole episode once on board games, and it is not always pleasant to play board games with 3 and 4 year olds, but it's something. I mean, you got to start your family's board game library at some point.
Yeah.
So my first favorites are Hi-Ho Cheerio, Candyland, and Zingo.
Okay.
So I'll link those up.
Okay, awesome. My next one is a play kitchen or a workbench, to keep it gender friendly. So anything that has doors or gadgets that can be opened or manipulated. Luke loves playing with our play kitchen. I happen to have, I say it like I play with it. Annalie has the Pottery Barn play kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I got that at a garage sale for $25.
Nice.
It was in pristine condition, and it was like the skies parted and just another...
It was meant for you.
It was meant for me.
Nice.
Yeah. So just because it fosters the whole creative play and imaginative play and all of that. So we're a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of play kitchens too. We still have ours in use. And actually, that is one where I did go cheap. It's relatively cheap. It's a Step 2, which that's a brand that's at Walmart and Target.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's plastic. It's not
durable
wooden,
still though.
But it is still in operation. They're never as pretty, I will say, the cheaper ones, as the high-end ones. So sometimes it's our adult decorating sensibility that makes those nice ones. But but our cheap one is still totally in use.
Does the job.
Okay, so I think we're wrapping up soon.
Yes.
One of my last ones is something for indoor play. And so they make really fairly inexpensive tents and teepees and crawl through tunnels and any of that. So if you have a winter coming up or an Arizona summer coming up, most of these can be folded and put it away.
Yeah.
But if you don't have something like that, that's a fun. And it also, that has a nice, what am I trying to say? Like the Christmas morning effect, because it can be set up and it seems like a really big deal.
Oh, maybe totally.
Maybe
it costs
you $29 and it's made of nylon.
Yes.
But if it's a tent or a crawl through tunnel or a teepee or something, it's big.
Very impressive.
And so, it has that effect as well.
I second that. Okay. Well, my last one, actually, I cannot take credit for. My husband came up with this idea himself, and he came up with this after Luke was born. We have this discount tool / hardware store called Harbor Freight.
Okay.
In our area. You're not familiar with it? Okay. So, I mean, there's a running theme with my stuff. Discounted garage sailing. Okay. So the Harbor Freight store sends out brochures and flyers, and often it will have a free tool with purchase, or actually, I don't even know if you have to purchase anything, honestly. So Kyle is in this sort of accumulation of tools phase of life. And so he went in maybe a year ago around Black Friday and began picking up over the course of months a couple tools for Luke. And he's basically trying to accumulate a toolbox for him when he first goes off. And we can do the same thing for Annalie.
That's really cute.
Yeah. So accumulate
these adult tools.
They're adult tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's building his
toolbox collection. And so when he flies the coop, we can present to him this toolbox. But I like the fact that it was started when he was a baby.
I love that. And anything that can be added to, and even relatives could contribute.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That can be added to over time.
Right.
Like a collection. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so switching from the freebies to maybe the nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
way
building
go,
his collection.
Kyle.
I know.
Well, I just, this is not a product, but just one final thought. If you are a new family, babies and little kids are buying for a family like that. I think the theme today has been, it's not always about the kids, because the kids will have the stamina to open like one or two gifts, even if they're 2 and 3 years old. I mean, it takes a while to like really get into, I want all these presents.
Right.
So given that, I think you can take advantage of those first few years and really start to think about like what kind of furniture, toys, long-term toys do I want in my house? And you get, because I promise you when your kids are almost 5, 7, and 9, like they are going to have real specific gift lists. But for now, I think as a mom, you get to kind of decide. And some of those things like the Children's Museum membership or things like that are really more for you and your family. And I think that's totally okay.
Oh, absolutely.
The babies don't care.
I agree.
Okay. Well, we went a tiny bit long, but I think we kept it pretty focused.
I think so.
So you guys go check the show notes at themomhour.com. This was our Cyber Monday special number one, we'll call it. I just decided that's what we'll call it. And then there will be two more in your feed today. So go listen to those with Megan and me as you do your shopping. And we'll talk about bigger kid and tween and teen and adult gifts. And Katie, this was fun.
So fun. Don't all stress right. about cleaning up after all those toys.
No. Just acquire
no
it
stress.
All.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Guess what, Megan? Over 10,000 teens are already using our sponsor, Erica, to help them unplug.
That is amazing. Erica, that's Erica with a K, is the social media health app for teens that gives them the tools to unplug whenever they need to for improved health, study focus, sleep, and daily balance. It's so cool how this works to hide distracting apps from your phone at the touch of a button, keeping them out of sight and out of mind without deleting your data.
Yeah, you know, teens really get that social media comes with risks, including addiction, and Erica helps them build healthy habits and self-regulation that will benefit them their whole lives. Tell your teens about Erica and save 20% on the Erica Family Plan with promo code TheMomHour. Go to erica.app and search for plans. That's Erica with a K, Erika.app, and use code TheMomHour to save 20%. Megan, you know what I love about our partner, the Essential Calendar? I love the product so much, of course, but I also love that it comes from a small business founded by two moms.
Right, just like us. Listeners, if you're drowning in details right now, like summer camps, travel plans, end of school year mayhem, give yourself the gift of the Essential Calendar, a seasonal, at-a-glance, poster-sized calendar for your wall. Get 10% off your order at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour. That's 10% off at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour.